Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your host, Godwin. Like every episode, I do my best to provide you with strategies, tactics to put yourself in the best position possible to win. Here's another great episode, so definitely check it out. Welcome back, people. Welcome back. I know you probably saying, where you been at, God? I've been taking a break. I truly do need to take a break. And I took a break. And what can I say? First of all, it was kind of difficult taking a break because my mind is always thinking about going forward. I'm always focused on the future. But at times, you have to be present. I don't really too much dwell on the past, but I know that I spent a lot of my brain power and my energy towards looking towards the future and planning for the future. So this was a much needed break. And I want to talk about today on our podcast, how to celebrate your achievements. This is something that I have a difficult time doing because since you always focus on the future, when you accomplish something, you just think about the next day. And that can be beneficial because you can get a lot of things done. But longevity, it's not good for you at all. You have to learn how to celebrate your achievements. And a lot of times we look to the outside to celebrate our achievements. We look for other people or groups of people to really celebrate what we're doing. And I can tell you, longevity wise, that wouldn't be a good move. You got to learn the skill into celebrating yourself. Because everything starts within. If you look within, you should become a better person. So celebrating, right? And when you celebrate, you don't necessarily have to be huge achievements. You got master celebrating small achievements. Because all big things are little things put together. So I recommend you, the first thing is to start small. Set a day in your calendar that you want to do something, maybe a goal, for example, push-ups, right? So, say you want to start small, you want to do 20 push-ups a day for 7 days. And after that 7 day, you put down the achievement that you are going to give to yourself. I'm not recommending a huge achievement where you can spend some money, but something small to just show gratitude of what you did. And you get through those 7 days. And after you get through the 7 days, you got that big celebration. You got that small celebration, as I say. But it's worth it. And then you start getting to a habit of really celebrating your small achievements. And those small achievements compound. And they become big achievements in the long run. But you got to celebrate your small achievements. For instance, a big achievement that I've been doing, like I said so many times before, today is 1,457 straight days of running. I set out to run every day for a year. Now it's been almost about 4 years now. And I'm implementing small celebrations. Every 20 days, every 30 days that I run, I do something for myself. Because to the average person, that's pretty difficult to do. Run 20 straight days. So it's the small things, right? It can be taking a day off. It can be buying yourself a new shirt. Or it could be something that's giving yourself some type of gratitude. Give yourself a hug. Get a tattoo or something. That's one of my things. So every birthday, my tradition is I get a tattoo. So I'm going to get a tattoo my birthday. That's my tradition. I enjoy it. So I'm real excited about that. But not only that, I've been running. I've been doing a lot of great things. And I'm really proud of myself. And I really have to start taking the time to show love and appreciation to myself. This is why this celebration is so important, because what it does is it pushes you to continuously move forward. And you don't get burned out. A lot of times we get burned out because there's no celebration. And then sometimes we stop doing it because we're looking for other people to celebrate us and they don't celebrate us. So when that happens, what do you do? This is what you do. You look within yourself. You come up with different tactics where you can celebrate yourself. Because it's so important to really celebrate what you've done. Because at the end of the day, when you transition, it's going to only be you in that casket. You have to leave your legacy. No one else can live your life and leave your legacy. This is why it's so important for you to start celebrating the small things that you accomplish. And when you celebrate them, I don't want you to look towards other people to give you that confirmation that you celebrated. This is you. And a lot of people won't understand that. And that's all right. Some people ain't meant to understand. But what's more important is you understand what you're doing. You understand what you're building. And what you're building is a solid foundation where you can look within you to celebrate, to inspire, and to nurture your own talents. That's what it's all about. Nurturing yourself. Being the best person that you can possibly be. Because you are God. God is within you. God is having experience through you. So, start small celebrating yourself. Show that love to yourself. I know I feel victim to not doing this. I have accomplished so many things in my life. If I tell other people, they be like, man, you did a lot. And at one point in time, I wasn't showing myself appreciation of the things that I had to do, the things I had to pull myself out of. Because I wasn't recognizing it. To me, it was like it was an everyday thing. And that's not good. I suffer from spending a large amount of my time getting outside confirmation on the things that I already knew I can do. A lot of times I didn't do certain things because I thought to myself, what's the use of doing it if nobody's going to celebrate me? But that's a mentality that you don't need. You need that mentality as it's all about me putting my best foot forward consistently and being the best person I could possibly be. And going out here in this world, achieving the things that I want to strive for. Not comparing myself to nobody. Not depending or relying on anybody to celebrate how great I am. I am my own cheerleader. And you have to be your own cheerleader. When everybody has left the stands, you should be the only person there. Win or lose, you should be there, rooting yourself on. And that takes skill. That takes effort. It's not built overnight. You have to be persistent and you have to be aggressive. You have to move in a manner that you know you will achieve this, but not only that, you have to move in a manner of experiencing it already. That's a deeper level of understanding. Move in a manner that you already experienced it and you're experiencing it now. With this podcast, it's a small celebration because it's other things that I'm doing, and I'm celebrating that I make the time to work on this, and I'm building this, and sometimes I might don't be as consistent as I want, but I still put my best foot forward, put my best foot down, and I give myself the benefit of doubt on that, because it's a lot of things that I'm learning on my own, and I'm just trying to figure it out. And it takes time. I know if I stick with this podcasting and if I put more effort into it, it will only get better. Because I recognize that what I touch turn to gold. Whatever it is that I put my mind towards and I touch, and I really touch it, it turns to gold. And you have that same ability too. All you have to do is just tap into it. Just tap into it. This is what you do. You look within yourself. You come up with different tactics where you can celebrate yourself. Because it's so important to really celebrate what you've done. Because at the end of the day, when you transition, it's going to only be you in that casket. You have to leave your legacy. No one else can live your life and leave your legacy. This is why it's so important for you to start celebrating the small things that you accomplish. And when you celebrate them, I don't want you to look towards other people to give you that confirmation that you celebrated. This is you. And a lot of people won't understand that. And that's all right. Some people ain't meant to understand. But what's more important is you understand what you're doing. You understand what you're building. And what you're building is a solid foundation where you can look within you to celebrate, to inspire, and to nurture your own talents. That's what it's all about. Nurturing yourself. Being the best person that you can possibly be. Because you are God. God is within you. God is having experience through you. So, start small celebrating yourself. Show that love to yourself. I know I feel victim to not doing this. I have accomplished so many things in my life. If I tell other people, they be like, man, you did a lot. And at one point in time, I wasn't showing myself appreciation of the things that I had to do. The things I had to pull myself out of. Because I wasn't recognizing it. To me, it was like it was an everyday thing. And that's not good. I suffer from spending a large amount of my time getting outside confirmation on things that I already knew I can do. A lot of times I didn't do certain things because I thought to myself, what's the use of doing it if nobody's going to celebrate me? But that's a mentality that you don't need. You need that mentality as it's all about me putting my best foot forward consistently and being the best person I could possibly be. And going out here in this world, achieving the things that I want to strive for. Not comparing myself to nobody. Not depending or relying on anybody to celebrate how great I am. I am my own cheerleader. And you have to be your own cheerleader. When everybody has left the stands, you should be the only person there. Win or lose, you should be there, rooting yourself on. And that takes skill. That takes effort. It's not built overnight. You have to be persistent and you have to be aggressive. You have to move in a manner that you know you will achieve this, but not only that, you have to move in a manner of experiencing it already. That's a deeper level of understanding. Move in a manner that you already experienced it and you're experiencing it now. With this podcast, it's a small celebration because it's other things that I'm doing and I'm celebrating that I make the time to work on this and I'm building this. And sometimes I might don't be as consistent as I want, but I still put my best foot forward, put my best foot down. And I give myself the benefit of doubt on that. Because it's a lot of things that I'm learning on my own and I'm just trying to figure it out. And it takes time. I know if I stick with this podcasting and if I put more effort into it, it will only get better. Because I recognize that what I touch turns to gold. Whatever it is that I put my mind towards and I touch, and I really touch it, it turns to gold. And you have that same ability too. All you have to do is just tap into it. Just tap into it. Going back, it starts with you, it ends with you. All you have to do is start putting the work now. Be present and know you're here for a reason and you're in that particular position for a reason. So while you're here, do your best and celebrate the small steps. Just focus on getting better 1%. 1% a day. Focus on getting better just 1%. That can change your whole outlook of how you perceive yourself, but not only that, the things ahead of you. So this episode ain't gonna be too long, but I just want to let you know that you are God and God is within you. Now I have a book. The book is excellent. Excellent book. And I need for y'all to definitely be ready because it will be dropping on my birthday. I'm going to put the title of the book in the show notes. I'm going to put it in there for you. I need you to tap in. It's going to be published in Apple Books. It's my first book. And I'm really excited. But now that YouTube page is God Lifestyle, I need you to subscribe to that. And definitely share this video. Excuse me, not video. I got the video on YouTube too. But share this podcast episode. At least five people that you know is celebrating themselves. I want you to share this with five people that celebrating themselves that you know of. And then I want you to share it to another 50 people that you know that needs to start celebrating themselves. So that's 55 people. I know you can do it. Let's get this message going. Much love to you.